I'm Rona Tarrant. Bishops in Texas are calling for solidarity after a fifth bombing occurred in the Austin area on Tuesday. A package bound for the city exploded at a FedEx facility in Schertz, about 60 miles away near San Antonio. The homemade explosives have killed two people and injured five more. In a statement, Texas bishops condemned the attacks, saying they were designed to spread fear and division. The city of Austin is offering a $100,000 reward for information leading to an arrest. The Supreme Court began hearing oral arguments yesterday in a case involving a California law that requires pro-life pregnancy centres to visibly display information about abortions to their clients. The centres argued this violates their right to free speech. In a statement, Cardinal Timothy Dolan of New York praised the work of the centres and said it was wrong that states would force them to violate their convictions by providing information on abortion. The US bishops joined several other groups in filing a friend of the court brief before the Supreme Court. The city of Philadelphia has stopped using Catholic Social Services' foster care program because it does not place children with same-sex couples. The change was introduced after a resolution authorizing an investigation into the city's use of organizations that don't place children with LGBTQ people. In a statement, the Archdiocese of Philadelphia said it hopes the Catholic Social Services' foster care partnership with the city will resume. The US Federal Trade Commission is reported to be investigating Facebook after allegations that 50 million users' private information was misused by a political consultancy firm. Cambridge Analytica, which was hired by the Trump campaign in the 2016 election, has been accused of taking the personal data unknown to users. Its head, Alexander Nix, has now been suspended by the company board. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.